From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. And, of course, we welcome our affiliates on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, as we check out what's going on inside agriculture, a bill that would make critical reforms to the rulemaking process is scheduled to be considered by a Senate committee possibly as early as next week. Now, the Regulatory Accountability Act is an amendment to the Administrative Procedure Act, the blueprint for how federal regulations are proposed and promulgated. The law has not been updated since 1946. American Farm Bureau Federation Environment and Energy Policy Director Paul Schlegel says the amendment would ensure a fairer process for future regulation.
This would be an effort to make the rulemaking process a little bit more transparent, require the agencies to take more into account the impact of costs and benefits when they regulate, give stakeholders in the regulated community a mandated minimum 60-day comment period. And when agencies interpret their regulations, it would not automatically have the courts give them deference.
Well, he says the bill offers a standard process for federal agencies to follow when making new regulations.
People ought to believe in the process. They ought to believe it's fair and transparent. Nobody is guaranteed an outcome, but when you have a process people can believe in, the result is far more willing to be accepted by the people that are affected by it. In the legislation, there are things that presidents of both parties over the last three or four decades have said ought to be adhered to. So that's why we feel it's important and the bill deserves support.
While the bill's expected to appear for markup in the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee soon, Schlegel says farmers and ranchers need to make their voices heard.
They ought to contact their senators, especially those who might be on the committee, urging them to support the legislation and vote for it when it comes up. Rules are important, and this legislation helps make sure the rules are fair. That's why it's important.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Environment and Energy Policy Director Paul Schlegel. While a White House staffer reportedly called an official in Canada last month to ask the nation to persuade President Donald Trump to not terminate the North America Free Trade Agreement. Well, guess what? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back from this break. We are going to take a break, and we'll talk about that. Also talk about the fact that global food prices fall for the third consecutive month. So in other words, it should be cheaper at the grocery store. Well, we're going to talk about that right after this.